Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about our need to watch out and the things that God would want us to pay attention to and to be on guard against. And that recognition that as we build for revival, as we desire God to revive us individually and as church bodies and as a nation even, that we're paying attention to the opposition. We're paying attention to those that, well, the enemy might use to disrupt God's desire for us to be engaged in rebuilding and having our life rebuilt by Him. And the good news is it's a work that He does within us as we choose to submit, as we choose to be willingly formed and shaped by Him, as we put effort into those things in our mind, in our actions, that would honor Jesus, that would represent and reflect Him well. And so throughout this week, our weekday broadcasts are focused on some different things that God says to watch out for. And today we're going to talk and pray about watching out for division. And I'm not talking about math class. I always enjoyed math, but there were those that that I knew who watched out for division because they weren't good at it. And it was difficult to learn. But anyhow, that's the sidetrack. Romans 16:17 says, "I urge you to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them." There are times where people will take a verse like this and others in the Bible and become very permissive and teach a message of tolerance of anything and everything, good, evil, anything from one extreme to the other, because I don't want to be divisive. If you notice, what he says is to watch out for those who cause division. And to put obstacles in your way which are contrary to the teaching of God's Word. There are times that God's Word draws a line that, well, frankly, we shouldn't cross. But the difficulty becomes most of the divisions in historical church history really have to do with things that aren't against the teachings of God's Word. They're matters of opinion and preference. I don't like that color of carpet. I don't like the songs that you're singing. I don't like the version of the Bible that you're preaching from. And there are times where division comes about on lines of doctrinal integrity. I'm not saying those don't exist, but if we pay attention to those who are constantly stirring up trouble, we find ourselves in a better place. We find ourselves better prepared to experience revival in our own life. You see, the difficulty with stirring up division is, well, we kind of like it. Oh, we may not say that we're a part of it. We may not say that we like it, but we're drawn to it. And we want that inside information. And so many times the stirring up of division is kind of interwoven with gossips and rumors and things which aren't completely true. But rather than ignoring it, rather than not even listening to it, we want to at least hear. I have to be aware of what's going on in the lives of everybody. It's fascinating. He says that as we watch out for those that would cause division, that would put obstacles in our way, he says to keep away from them. Now, elsewhere, when Paul writes and he talks about this very thing of keeping away from people, avoiding people, he's saying, I'm not talking about ignoring them. I'm talking about the fellowship is different. I'm not talking about being mean to them. I'm not talking about seeing them coming at you down the street and crossing over to the other side in a blatant and obvious act of avoidance. Instead, he says to treat them as you would a pagan. And if you read the teachings of Jesus and the instructions that Paul gives us as an apostle of the Lord, we're supposed to treat pagans with love, with respect, with mercy, with forgiveness, with kindness, with correction. But it's not that we're instructed to ignore them. I mean, who are we evangelizing? Who are we sharing Jesus with if it's not those that don't know him? And so what he gets at in this idea of keeping away from those who cause a division, who stir up trouble, who place obstacles in our way, is don't enable them. Don't be the one that takes their message of sometimes of hatred, sometimes of confusion, sometimes of dissatisfaction and spread it. It's in those times where we become curious and we allow the words of those who spread division to seep into our mind, and the enemy uses that to plant doubt. What if they're right? Or we may agree with them. Yeah, well, they have a reason to be upset. They have a reason to be angry. And it isn't long before that attitude settles in our mind and our heart, and we become one of those that Paul instructs others to watch out for. Because now we're carrying it. You see this spirit of division and spirit of confusion is kind of like a contagious disease. The seeds, the germs, the heart of it spreads and we don't even know it. Oh, we may be aware that the person in the room, the other side of the room, is sick. But we really don't give a lot of thought, at least not until the COVID pandemic crossed our paths. We really didn't give a lot of thought to those that had a cold, to those that were in the general vicinity. But the germ spread and the seeds for that illness reach us, and we're completely unaware until it starts to grow in us. And then all of a sudden we discover that we're sick. And yet many times we don't really give a lot of thought to whether I'm spreading this sickness or not. We just go about life. And sometimes there's circumstances and forces around us that seem to compel us to continue on with life in ways that spread disease. And unfortunately, we seem to be more aware of not doing that when it comes to physical disease than we are aware of not doing that when it comes to the disease of division. We become infected, and rather than going to God's word, which is the cure, rather than seeking unity, which is the cure, rather than stopping the taking every thought captive, which is the cure, it grows in us, and sometimes very deliberately, sometimes completely unsuspecting, we spread it. And that's why Paul writes, and God wants us to watch out for those that cause division. Don't become infected with it. But not only watch out for others, watch out for yourself. That when you do get caught up in it, when you do recognize you're in the presence of those that cause division, when you're infected with that spirit and that mindset, that you would put an end to it. Not lovingly and gently. We're not beating people up. We're not being mean-spirited. But we're redirecting conversations. We're seeking unity. Unity around the headship of Christ, around the truth of God's word, not a generic, we all believe nothing unity, but a unity of truth, a unity of spirit. And we keep watch. Because just as we talked about yesterday, the enemy delights in deception, he delights in division. And it creeps in at the most unsuspecting times. And it's time we ingest the medicine of God's word and we overcome. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love not only provides us what we need to do good, to honor you, to live in a right relationship through Jesus, your love gives us the warnings that we need. The warnings against those that would stir up trouble, those that would become divisive and put obstacles in our way that would make it more difficult for us to live a life of faith. But also the warnings for those things that would appear in our life. The warnings that we not become that divisive person. And Father, today, help us to pay attention to those that are being used by the enemy to stir up trouble. May we continue to love people and invest in them with our time of sharing Jesus with them, with our time of listening and understanding, but may we be especially mindful of when that listening has the potential to infect us with something that is very contagious. And may we continually confront that spirit of division with your word, with the blood of Jesus, with your spirit that cleanses us as it draws us near to him. God, today, as we live life, as we have opportunity to do that which honors you, may it all be done in a way that brings unity of believers. May we recognize the things of importance. Paul would write, and he would talk about passing on the things of first importance. That recognition that Christ died and was buried and rose again on the third day, ascended into heaven, is returning for those that are His. Father, as we consider the things that we share with others, may we be very mindful of the danger of being divisive in our spirit. Even when we're sharing truth, may you guard our attitudes. May we not be those who put obstacles in the way of others coming to Christ. May we learn and know the message of the good news of Jesus in a very clear way, so that we don't add an element of confusion to something that you've made plain. And Father, as we watch out for division, may we become the peacemakers. May we be filled with truth and love. And in all of it, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.